Saudi Arabia's fighter jets have bombed Yemen again. In the latest air raid, Saudi warplanes have pounded Al Jafariya region in the western Haraima province, leaving at least 5 people dead. They've also bombed the Jabal Din area 6 times in the northern Amran province. A fighter jet belonging to Saudi Arabia has crashed in northwestern Yemen while carrying out airstrikes. The fighter jet went down in a district in the northern province of Sana'a. Saudi military is yet to confirm the incident. The Iraqi army, backed by Shia volunteers and Sunni tribesmen, has made advances towards the eastern city of Ramadi to free it from the ISIL terrorists. The offensive was launched on Saturday. Local officials say that hundreds of Shia fighters moved into Khalidiyah and were nearing the towns of Sidikiya and Madik. President Hassan Rouhani says the P5+1 group has unjustly seized Iran's economic sectors through sanctions. Rouhani said that Tehran is determined to liberate the occupied territory through diplomatic means. He was speaking at a ceremony to mark the liberation of the southern city of Khorramshahr from Iraqi forces back in 1982. An Egyptian prosecutor has referred 61 Muslim Brotherhood members to military trial for allegedly forming an armed wing of the banned group. The general prosecution claims the Brotherhood members were being trained to target judges and members of the armed forces, police, and public facilities. A young Palestinian man has stabbed and wounded 2 Israeli teenagers in Jerusalem al-Quds. Israeli police say the 2 teens were walking to a holy site on a Jewish festival when they were attacked. The victims were taken to a hospital with moderate wounds. The suspected attacker is in custody. Nigeria's military forces say that they've killed scores of Boko Haram terrorists and rescued 20 hostages during an operation in Borno State. The army says the hostages were women and children. Operation has been carried out in Sambisa Force, which is a terrorist stronghold. More than a dozen people have been arrested in the U.S. city of Cleveland during protests over the acquittal of a police officer who shot dead 2 unarmed African Americans in 2012. Officer Michael Baylor was found not guilty for shooting 49 rounds at 2 black victims.